back in the day, I used to do a lot of schools. I'd go in and they'd take the little fifth graders, little fourth graders, and throw them in a gymnocafnatasium. And that's what it is, you see, when they try to make a gym and a cafeteria and an auditorium out of the same thing. And the only one who knows how to convert it is the custodian, because he's the only one who knows where the extension cord is. And I would get there, and they'd crowd all those little kids together, and they'd look at me and say, okay, old man, impress us. And I wanted to tell them, you know, that music that Adam was talking about, that great American music, it came out of the blues. And they'd look at me and go, Blues Clues, Blues Clues. No, 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 Blues Clues. I'm talking Muddy Waters. I'm talking Howlin' Wolf. And they were like, Blues Clues. Now, let me hip you kids of what I'm talking about. So I'd tell them, back in the Mississippi Delta, back in the day, there was an old man named Son House, crotchety, sang long and depressing songs, like the Death Letter Blues. When you got the letter that told you the woman you loved was dead and you couldn't run in to see her, as if you had not run to see her before she died and gave her some candy then. No, you could run in to see her.